that's what they actually like did with it. They just felt like it was not a very fair predictor.
They're not using them at all anymore?
You know, like they're still requesting that kids, you know, in order to assure themselves a place in institutions, that they do take them, but they're looking at GPAs more so now. The GPA.
Oh, GPA.
Yeah, like the averages from the high schools.
Well, I remember when I took that senior placement. That I did, you know, I guess pretty well on it, because it is a cultural test. It's more like it just said it was middle class by what it amounted to.
Well, I didn't pass it.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No. I didn't mean 300 was the cutoff point for the state schools.
Wasn't there different categories? If I remember, wasn't it different? I don't know, maybe I got the wrong test.
The senior placement test.
Yeah, wasn't there like a math and a verbal and a... Mm-hmm.
Right, they had all of that combined, but they were looking for a cutoff score, total of 300.
Oh, I don't remember. I know there was a percentile.
Yeah.
Or what they call a rank and class or something like that. And that wasn't really high. I get a kick out of my high school transcript. Because I wasn't...
Right into that foolishness.
I wasn't what's known as an outrageously intelligent student at that time. I was more interested in things like, trying to figure out how to build things and stuff. Let me see, where are we leaving? Talking about downtown areas, types of buildings. And I think this says here that we start with this one.
Other than
okay. This is all right. Well, what would you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and haven't been replaced yet? You know, just a sort of a gap in the block or something.
Vacant like block. Okay.
And like in a smaller area, like in a neighborhood, would children play in that area? I mean, would that be a common playground for some people?
Yeah, really, yeah. That's the football field, normally. Yeah, that's the afternoon football field, or softball. Well, we wouldn't play softball because it would be too close to homes. Sometimes we would, but it's kind of dangerous. Right now, they wouldn't do this.
Yeah, they have a lot of rubble and stuff on it.
Most of the times, no. Whenever there was a vacant lot there, the owners normally cleaned it up and wanted to grow. Either they were going to rebuild on it right away, or they wanted to grow some, you know, just put some grass and landscape it or something. But right now, I know right beside my grandmother there is a lot like that. And it's the best football field.
It's called Sandlot.
Yeah, Sandlots or something like that.
Yeah, where might one get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
Okay. Is there any difference between like one a public building and a park or anything like that? Would it be called differently or?
No, not really.
Okay. Can you name some of the different kinds of cars and trucks? Not the specific brand names, but just different types of.
Two-door coupe, sedan. T-model, transfer, trailer truck, pickup truck.
All right, well, in terms of automobiles, you said you had two-door coupes, did you say a
Model T or?
Yeah, but there was, did you say sedan?
No, I didn't. I forgot about that. I don't know if I did.
Oh, I don't know either. That's right. I don't know if I should have said that.
I don't know if I did or not.